a Daily Talk Show, episode 396.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Wednesday.
Sorry for screwing up on the weekend.
Yeah, well, you screwed up, mate, and it's forgiven. Mr. 3D Deal actually just came in and dropped that bombshell, and that is the first time in 393 episodes that Josh has fucked up the name, the title.
No, I've done that a few times.
He's done it a couple
of
times
before. Yeah. Yeah,
well, it's been a long time between fucking fuck ups.
Yeah. Stuffed up. I was like, I'm going to try and swear less. Oh, okay. And you've said fuck six times.
Yeah. I'll say stuff up. He stuffed up.
It actually doesn't matter. Do you remember we did a whole episode on swearing? Anyway.
Over the weekend, he said 293 when it was 393.
Yeah.
So,
3D Deal brought it up, but Mr. 97 actually, I think, did you Slack me or text me?
We had a call after the show the other day and I just played it through the phone. Right.
Yeah. What were we talking about on the...
The NAS. We were just talking about like users and stuff.
Yeah, QNAP has hooked us up. We're getting our storage sorted. And Seagate and QNAP. So we've got terabytes and terabytes of storage. Yeah. So we're transferring it all.
How excited does that get you?
Yeah, I mean, we talked about a digital chub.
And it's significant right now.
The digital chub is real. But no, because it what it means is that we can all edit off the same drives.
Yeah, I mean, whatever floats your boat. It's
it's exciting.
Yeah. Can you just quickly do a dandruff dab?
Really? Is it that bad? Have I got a bit of dandruff going on?
Yeah. Oh. It's either that or it's been snowing.
sorry, everyone.
I've been trying to. So Amy is going to have a look at a few homes for us to live in.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it's time. We need an upgrade. We need
all of us. We're all going.
There'll be space for one of you to sleep over, and it won't be you, Josh.
Does this mean suburb life for you?
Yeah, suburb life. I've always lived. I mean, I lucky enough to grow up in a lovely suburb. Luckily that my parents, like this
it's
was-
barely, for people who aren't from Melbourne, for me, I would have described it as inner city.
Okay, it is inner city, but it is classed as a suburb. The suburb was called Garden Vale, turned into Brighton. My mum and dad made more cash.
Doncaster, I thought, was city.
So suburban living. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah.
My mum and dad were going to potentially buy a place up in the hills because dad bought into a nursery business.
Really?
It ended up going under. Huh. Lost a bunch of cash.
Oh, that's not an ideal.
Luckily, we didn't lose the home.
Yeah.
Very lucky. Oh, but they had bought in Brighton and they ended up staying there. So that was at an age where we were very young and it would have changed everything. We probably wouldn't know each other. So it's like everything we do.
3D Deal wouldn't be here.
Yeah, probably not.
Mr. 97 wouldn't be here.
I wonder if you would have done that thing with the squeegee had I gone to the country. I mean, actually, we'll never know.
It's so funny. Like, there's something about like the cyclical nature of life because you're talking about that. And literally this morning I was saying to Bree, I want to, and I've said this to Mr. 97 already. I put it out in the open yesterday. Do you remember what I said to you? I sort of said,
you want a cottage house. Is that what it was?
Yes.
Well, you could get a cottage house for what you pay for your rental property.
Yeah. I pay less now than what I used to.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you could have got a fucking mansion for your old price that you'd pay. So we're looking at properties a bit further out. I mean, only the same distance from our studio as it is back to St Kilda. So it's like the exact same distance travel time, but you get just quadruple the space. And I've never been one to – like I've always enjoyed living in – apartments and stuff. But then when you have a kid, it's just this, you see why we just spread out. We just, you know, people.
You're going to have a garage?
There would be a garage.
Really? You're almost doing it because Maven did this as well. He did sort of the suburban. What's the non-negotiables though? What are you trying to keep?
I hate the process of looking for places. A CBF cannot be fudged. And I've said to Amy.
Please swear. Look, I actually prefer cannot be you fucked. Saying fuck rather than fudged.
Yeah. Look, I can't be fucked. I've got too much that I'm thinking about. Got to do this show. It's a bit annoying. So I said, and I've kind of resigned myself to the fact that she will do the decision making. And
it's the best feeling. I've been doing it for a while.
It's letting go because otherwise you just start controlling it. It's, look, I'm not that fussy, but then you just complain about everything. It's like when you say, what do you want? I say, what do you want to eat? And so, look, I'm pretty flexible.
I am pretty flexible.
Nah, that's not actually what it fucking means.
Mexican Thai. Pizza, burgers. What, the only fucking thing I don't want is sushi.
That was his list.
The only thing I don't want is sushi.
Okay.
Because do you know how much fucking, how many carbs, look how many carbs are in sushi.
Yeah, and pizzas are just fucking godsend.
Yeah.
Anyway. No,
but my point is that it's, you see sushi as this fucking healthy thing. It's not that far off pizza.
Three non-negotiables.
Okay.
Air conditioning. Have to.
Air conditioning, does that guarantee heating?
Well, if it's an air conditioning unit, it's a heater.
Yeah.
As well.
So air conditioning.
So if it's a split system, which most people have, if it's ducted heating, it's not going to be a cooler too.
Okay.
So they're different.
But the words air conditioning.
I need an air conditioner.
Yes.
I'll use that term.
I won't get bogged down in that.
Because then that is both.
Mm-hmm.
It just needs to be warm. I just want that.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it's 2019. It's mm-hmm. most places have them. 10 years ago, it would have been like getting a good place had an aircon. It's a lot's changed. It's cheap now.
Really?
10 years ago, a lot of rental properties wouldn't. Like okay. older properties. Remember, they yeah, weren't yeah. built with them in. All the properties now, yeah, yeah. all the
I've
like
only ever done new apartment living.
Exactly. And they come with aircon. Mm-hmm. You're not going to get one without.
So that's one. So aircon.
Dishwasher. I just want a dishwasher. I think it. Amy thinks we should wash the dishes. You know, it's like I just can't be fucked doing that. I don't want to have to do that. I like being able to rinse and put them in. I don't know. There's something about it.
Do you not have a dishwasher at the moment?
I do.
Oh.
I'm saying if we move into a new place.
Oh, sure.
We can't. So, okay. I mean, you've probably grown up with dishwashers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've lived in places without dishwashers. You know, Western 97. It's fucked.
In the US, which isn't commonplace here in Australia, I don't believe.
Mm.
In Australia, we don't have, I think it's called like heating plates underneath
Hot plates.
No, underneath in the dishwasher.
Okay, yeah.
Because a friend from the US said that when she moved here, all the dishwashers in Australia stink.
Interesting.
And she was saying they don't stink because there's some form of heating element within. 3D Dill doesn't look like he believes me.
No, I'm just a bit confused. I'm not too sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, I've never heard of it either. I think most most dishwashers have a heating element. It dry like a drying.
Yes.
Most of them do now.
Okay.
I mean, you only used one for the first time a couple of weeks ago.
I wonder if ours has one.
I'm sure it would. It would just have like a final dry. Mm. Some are better than others though. So.
Mm. So you've got aircon, dishwasher. What's the third?
And then the other one was just. I mean, it's quite
backyard
broad and vague. It's doesn't feel old. Doesn't feel really old. I lived in this share house. They had a greyhound. I met the guy through my hairdresser. He put me onto him, and we caught up.
The landlord had a greyhound.
Okay. Well, he was just renting it off somebody, but it was an old house and it was dusty. There was shit everywhere out the back because the greyhound was dumping everywhere. One day, the greyhound was in my bed. And I was like trying to get him out. It was a nice dog. Lovely. They're so they've got a beautiful
little
nature. Little dog. I pushed him out and he goes, my fucking bird.
Really?
He didn't say that last bit. But
yeah, well, with share house, I guess that's another non-negotiable. You're not sharing.
Yeah. So there's the three. kind of newish feel,
mm-hmm.
whether it's just fresh carpet or whatever. Is that too much to ask?
I think that's absolutely fine. Yeah. I think all of those things. If you get a garden, I wonder if you're going to have to maintain it or whether.
It's part of the lease. It's how properties work.
They'll look after
they
it.
They won't look after it. No, it's part of the lease. Most houses.
There are places where.
Where are you living, bro?
There's some
Manor
rental.
Estates?
I believe there's some rental places where it's like we have, like sometimes the owners do it or whatever. Fuck, how about this? Before we get to this heating element thing, we've had all these issues with the air cons and stuff with our apartment, right? Remember it was making that bang, 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 like it was making a thudding mm-hmm. noise.
You'd just given up. You just said, one doesn't work. We use the others. Yeah.
And then, but Bree had been hounding the property manager because she just hadn't been getting back.
That sounds like a classic. Yeah. I mean, they're being true to a property
exactly.
manager.
Yeah, it was spot on. It's like, well, we're definitely on the right person because they haven't gotten back yet. But we had someone from Daikin. Inspect it, and what they said this is the boring bit, but what it turns out was they put a water pump, like a different type of pump, where it was, so it was actually working fine, but that was just the water pump, like it was just a louder one that they're doing. Anyway, we also had this issue when we were moving in, where the kitchen cabinet wouldn't close properly.
I spotted it before you'd even moved in.
Yeah, and so I took a photo, sent it across, and it doesn't bother me that much.
I saw the property manager take a photo of it.
Yeah.
And look at it, and then she knew I was there. So I think that's probably why she took the photo.
Yeah.
Because she's like, sees that someone spots the
fucker. And so we did that. And so the funny thing is that Bree has been emailing the property manager probably every 2 weeks since we moved in. That was in February.
What do you got on, property manager?
Yeah, I know. But anyway, so Bree ended up escalating it because she got she was getting autoresponders back.
Did she pull the fire alarm the other week?
No, she sent it to like the manager or whatever, right, and said, hey, right, what's the deal? And then all of a sudden things were getting sorted. And Bree was told the other day, hey, we've got a handyman coming,
yeah,
to fix the cabinet. Anyway, so Bree takes a day off work. She's working from home, and she gets a message saying, hey, on my way. And the person arrives, and it's a lady. She goes, I bet you weren't expecting a woman, were you? She's like, I think it's great. It's so good. Anyway, she was like looking at it. It's like, okay, so what's wrong? Then she was sort of like looking around. She said, oh, by the way, I'm actually the owner.
Oh, wow.
And so the thing was that Bree was sort of pissed off because the owner couldn't fucking fix the thing. So Bree's taken the day off work, or not day off work, she's working from home to do it. But then it's also, if the owner is coming, do you think that it is polite to maybe say, hey, I'm the owner, I'm coming? Or do you think it's okay to do a bit of a, haha, I'm in and I'm the owner?
I think if it's the owner and they can't fucking fix it, you're useless. Yeah. Don't come.
Well, that's the thing. She's like, oh, my husband was actually meant to come. He's the handyman. So we'll have to come back another day. But she was like, I was just checking it out.
You thought it was going to be man, but then you're not a handyman that could have fixed it.
Apparently Bree said she did bring some tools, but didn't do anything with them. She looked at it and goes, oh, okay.
Oh, that'd piss me off.
Yeah.
That'd piss me off big time.
So how far along are you on looking for places?
Oh, nothing. We haven't seen one yet. But Amy's going today to have a look. And this is the thing, I'm not going.
So that's so good.
I've decided she can find it.
How did you get to that point? Like, what's the... I mean, that's perfect. That's exactly how
I know, but it's usually not my approach. I like to be across it.
But you both can't be approach. I think the thing is that it's not being helpful.
Yeah.
Like there's that thing. I was like, it's a team. The biggest team thing you can do sometimes is be like, you know what? I don't fucking care. I'm not getting involved. Mm. Because the only thing that I can add is... like not like, oh no, nah, I'm not really into that, which just creates free. I can get used to anything.
But then I guess it's the work on yourself where you don't want to find the flaws in it because someone else has put in the effort. It's like expecting a shit coffee and then you get it. It's like you were looking for it.
Well, I literally said yes to every place that Bree and I went to. I was like, yeah, great. Mm. You're just like, but you're only saying that because you can't be fucked.
I'm
like, yes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes.
That's why. And is that a bad quality?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to.
Do you think it's a bad quality or no? Because Bree's like, but there's not really that much room. I'm like, I'll make it work. Mm. If you it means that I don't have to do another fucking Saturday where there's 20 people looking at a small apartment.
It's not a nice experience. Mr. 97, you're not there yet.
No.
It's gross. Do you still live at home? 3D deal?
No, I live in a place in Toronto.
Is that on campus? Or is that like
just off?
It's just off campus.
And in the woods.
And what's the...
Pretty much.
So no sleeping bag.
What's the deal though? Like, did you get to... Because you were saying you are going to hang a black sheet on the wall, which sounded like the most depressing thing I'd ever fucking heard.
Yeah, well, like
because you can't paint, you can't like
I
paint.
I can't repaint the walls in the place that I'm living in, and the place that I live in.
Who says?
The landlords.
Do they actually specifically say?
Yeah,
they say in the lease for this building that we have that we can't have a goldfish.
Really?
Can't even
really?
Have a fish. Nah, can't have a fish.
Any fish. It says, not just goldfish.
I read the fine print. Says something about a fish. Yeah. We painted the wall, though.
Yeah, we won't.
I don't know if it said that, but we'll paint it back. Yeah. After. That's the thing.
Don't tell them about all the tuna cans we have.
No. Oh, just quickly, I was walking in
South... It was low-level comedy, I would call that.
South Melbourne.
Like, everyone laughed. You all laughed.
You don't point it out, mate. He's feeling a bit self-conscious because Mr. 97 said that he finds me quite funny and
actually happen?
Mate, don't act like
that. No, when did that, happen?
Like you haven't played it through your head about 1,000 times.
I called out Mr. 97 just before in a meeting because I was talking, smiling. I said, why are you smiling? He said, I just got a message to say that the washing, our t-shirts are all brown. And then I realized that I'd put them in with the shitty sheets from the dog. Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I washed the sheets in a separate thing, but it just occurred to me that it might have actually stained the t-shirts later. It's not my t-shirts. It's Andre's t-shirts. Yeah,
he's just having a good time.
Yeah.
He's just having a good time. But the reason you always ask him is because you're thinking maybe it's about something you've said and it's funny.
No, well, because I think I was picking my face at the time. I have
It. So, yeah, you front foot it. You're like, what are you looking at?
Yeah. No, well, I'm trying to work it out.
No, I actually just glanced your way. I'm sorry.
I was like, if I got an ingrown and so I was sort of playing with it.
You always have an ingrown there. Mr. 97, he thinks I'm funny. But I was walking along and
But just quickly. When did he say you're funny? I actually can't remember.
It would have been in the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah, I reckon last week. I reckon last week.
How did it happen?
We were talking about funny people and and then he said I was funny. So anyway, I was walking along, saw this guy. I'm looking at him, walking across the lights and I'm like, oh, fuck, I know that guy. I'm just kept on looking up at him. I'm like, I definitely know who that is. And I forgot. I didn't know who it was. Until yesterday when it just, you know, those fucking hits you, just like some reason that memories flood into my own brain.
Yeah.
It was our property manager.
Nick. Oh, you saw Nick.
Yeah.
Burning the midnight oil, Nick.
And he was looking at me. I fucking would have seen like a rude motherfucker.
Did he see you?
I think he did. Yeah.
That's strange.
I mean, he probably thinks I'm funny as well.
I don't remember any of that funny stuff.
No, you'd block out those torturous memories. Anyway, 3D Dill, sorry. You've put a sheet up on your bloody wall. Yeah. You're in dire straits.
Yeah, I mean,
can't paint the wall.
Yeah, it's a shitty cream color and it's kind of gross.
Do you have aspirations to move to somewhere nice? Like you're moving into work in the next couple of years.
Yeah.
Where you can actually start making some cash money.
Is anyone not aspiring to live somewhere nice?
I think, I've lived in a good place and went to a shittier place and went back to a nice-ish place and then went to an average place. There's a problem. That was a standard. I hadn't addressed my standard.
Because you were just saying yes. You'll probably do what I do at every single place.
Like, no, I mean, these were me doing it. Yeah, I know. But I was like, what's just for this moment? This is a good thing. I can save some money here. I wanted to change my standard.
Yeah.
And I think now if I go, and look, if all went to shit and lost everything, I would live in a dump. I wouldn't care.
It doesn't have to be a dump though, does it? Like you can have a cheap place.
If you're getting a house for $300 a week, chances is it's a dump. You're not getting a nice place. You haven't done the work on a rental market.
No, I'm pretty sure in Berwick, $350 bucks, you'll get a brand new fucking four bedroom.
There is a lot of shit though. But my point being is I want to, each time I go forward, there is something that is a step up.
So what's the step up?
The step up is just it being a bigger place.
Okay.
And in a, you know, a nice area. But it's still not, the thing is, it's still not where I'd want to live in terms of ideal suburb.
Mm.
But that's why I'm saying I can't have a downgrade from this into this shitty house. So I want it to feel the same as where we currently live,
sure,
which is a nice small two-bedroom apartment.
What about non-negotiables about needing to be close to like cafes or something?
Nah, I've removed myself, changed based on having Bodhi. I would prefer having some sick parks where we can turn around and we've got the car and you can drive 10 minutes to a place or 5 minutes to a cafe. Where we live now, we walk down to the shops.
You'll buy a Mocha Master maybe?
Nah.
Don't do coffee on weekends.
I'll just drink fucking
Nescafe?
Yeah. Blender 43.
You're turning into the Nescafe ad. Before you know it, you'll be like sitting on the
the porch.
They've ticked all the diversity boxes. Like seriously, you should watch it. It's like super. It's lovely, multicultural. Yeah, but it's just like you. It's a funny vibe. Just as Yeah, so two blokes who don't look like their mates.
Having
a Nescafe.
Fucking hell. Yeah. And so are you going to move out to, do you think, to a, an apartment? What's the aspirations for in Canada? Like if we were living out in the burbs, it might be to get into inner city, south, we know, you sort of know the sort of
but what were the options? What were the options when you got your first, this place that's got the shitty cream walls?
Yeah.
Is it like, did you get to pick that place? Like what's the, is it still connected to the university or no?
Not exactly.
College, whatever.
I was put onto that place by one of my friends. He had lived there for the last 2 years and he was like, I wanted to get out of the residence, A, because it's so expensive, B, because it's kind of gross.
What's expensive? What does it cost?
It's like 10 grand just to live.
And for a year?
Yeah.
Okay.
For 8 months. And you get, it's like shitty food.
Oh, you get food as well?
But it's kind of garbage.
What sort of, so this is, because I've got no, do we have this in Australia?
You can live on, it's extremely expensive.
It's on campus living, like a residence house for the school.
It's a bit baby like, isn't it? Like just big babies and like school camp, like you get your, do they do sloppy joes in Canada?
Yeah.
You can live in Deakin. I've been made a video out near,
Caulfield or some shit.
Monash Clayton. Across the road, there's
that's
like
where we did the O-Week video.
We did that. And then across the road from that is where I filmed a video of these people who lived on campus and they have a big cafeteria area. I mean, you're just so in that sort of
it's
mindset.
It's like high school on steroids a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I think
high school with alcohol.
The progression from, I mean, a lot of the people are from, out of like Bendigo or out further or interstate. They come there. It's not, I was there and I thought, I couldn't do this, dorm rooms and shit.
Well, when I went visited Boulder, Colorado, which is like a college city. Is that what they call it? College city?
College town.
College town, yeah. Just college kids everywhere. Just like the cafe was like packed with like you couldn't get a seat because they're on their laptops and stuff. I just said to Bray, I'm like, I could do this lifestyle.
You could?
Yeah.
You've got to be mates with people though.
Nah, you could be the fucking, the one that just keeps to himself, noise cancelling headphones.
Hoodie, Mark Zuckerberg vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
He went to, where did Mark go? Zuckerberg? He went to fucking
Harvard.
Harvard. I've never heard of it.
A bit different. Harvard's kind of real primo.
Yeah. I wonder what their residency's like though.
Fucked expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, whack expensive.
And so,
it's also in the US.
So 10 grand,
10 grand,
8 months.
10 grand on top of 10 grand for school.
Sure.
So it was just another added cost and I wanted to get out of there just because it wasn't a good vibe in the residence.
So this is before you, okay, so this isn't your current situation. This is the previous one.
Yeah, this is when I was in second year. So going into my third year, which is last year, my friend was like, I've got this place and it was like $550 a month.
So that 500, so times 8, 5/8 of 40, it's about, you paid about 4 grand.
Yep. Which basically cut living costs in half, add like $1,000-$1,500 for food over the course of a year if you budget properly.
And then you can make your own stuff.
Exactly. I have a stove because I'm not allowed to have a stove or even a hot plate in my room.
Because you're big babies.
They're afraid a kid's going to burn the entire place down.
Likely.
And you have to pay as well. Like if you set the smoke alarms off.
Yeah. Like some kids set the fire alarm off and it's a $500 per fire truck that shows up.
Call that thing.
And most of the time the Toronto Fire Department will send 3 to 4 trucks.
Really?
So I'd be out the front chanting.
Boom.
500, 1,000.
And so
I just wanted my own place and like a couch. Yeah. Just having a living room with a couch was kind of cool. So
it was still an upgrade, even though it has shitty cream walls.
It was still an upgrade, even though it's in the basement in a not an ideal neighborhood. But in terms of the houses that are around there, this house is primo.
Basement means there's no windows?
No, there's windows. You're supposed to have egress windows to make it.
What was that first word?
An egress window.
Egress?
Egress.
What is
egress?
Emergency.
It's some type of like if there's a fire in the basement, you can crawl out.
You're
of
like
basement.
A manhole.
Does the snow come up and cover the windows?
Sometimes.
Is it? Fuck.
Sometimes.
I
mean,
I enjoy the idea of
being snowed in.
Snowed in. I mean, you and I were talking about it the other day.
Yeah.
My dream situation is being snowed in,
so you don't have to go out.
Cancel.
Snowed in, but a fridge full of leftover Thai. Mm. How good was that Thai, by the way?
Really good.
I made the best decision on Saturday night. I was like, Bree, let's get Thai. And she's like, okay, let's get two dishes and a rice.
Yeah.
I said, no, let's get three dishes and two rices and we'll have leftovers. So good.
And cool. I had the leftovers.
Yeah, and so Dylan and I had the leftovers.
The following day.
Yeah. It was delicious. It was better the next day.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
And did you have the night of?
No. He only had the
leftovers. He's just getting his scraps.
It's
funny.
It was delicious.
It was amazing.
Good tip, I reckon. Because then you're not getting stung by two Uber Eats fees if you were to get
good
lunch.
Tip is food prepping as well.
Yeah. I mean, that's my it's the gateway drug to food prep, isn't it? Leftovers, yeah. Well, I was always, you can well, ask if my family, pro- if I was
your
never.
Yeah, if your problem is I won't eat leftovers, mm-hmm. like a bunch of fussy people.
There are people who are like that,
oh,
isn't
it? Oh, mate, you know, the people that don't eat leftovers, privilege. Mm-hmm. The people that say, you know, I don't like water.
Yeah, the water
you're
ones.
You're the biggest bogan I've ever known.
Yeah.
If I know you.
If you don't like water.
If you have said that in your life, Amy even said it. Biggest bogan.
I don't like water.
She said at a time in my life I have said I don't like water. It's like, well, you're not, it doesn't fucking matter if you like it or not.
You just need it.
Don't even have that in the equation. Yeah. It's your life juice.
Mm. No, that's a good point, the life juice thing. I mean, I understand, like, Trevor Long doesn't like strawberry water. I understand that more than, don't you?
I understand because
you cannot
the
like
flavour of water is not something that should be even up for discussion. It's just a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the flavour? I don't know. But don't even complicate life by thinking it's a good or a bad flavour.
So what was that window called and what does it mean?
Egress window.
Egress?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It's a place that you can leave from, like an exit out.
Right.
So to have a legal room, you need a window in there.
Okay.
Because if there's a fire in the room, there's no egress window, you can't get out, you're going to die. Kind of shitty on the landlord.
That's why our friend Oscar Gordon went on a current affair.
Same deal.
Yeah.
Same deal.
It's a room with no window. That's a panic.
So do you have housemates then?
Yeah. I live with my friend Zach and then another guy, Jason, and then two other new people.
So if it's only eight, if you're only paying, do you pay for 8 months a year?
Yeah. I have to pay for 8 months.
And so what happens to your bedroom for the other 4 months?
Like during the time now, like back home between May, June, July, and August, I don't think there's anyone living in my room specifically, but there are, I think there's three other people living in the house for the summer term.
What are they doing?
They could be doing summer school or working nearby.
Okay. Sure. So did you have to clear your whole place just in case?
Yeah, I cleared my whole place out.
Okay.
It's just a vacant room.
Yep.
The bed.
Yeah.
No bed in there?
No, there's no bed in there. There's literally
baby doesn't need a bed. Doesn't even need blankets, no sheets, nothing. Doesn't need a pillow. No, Never use a pillow in his life.
I sleep on the floor.
Yeah, I could believe that. No, I think there is something appealing. Like I was thinking about, so what I've been saying to Bree is on the point of the cottage thing, she was giving me pushback this morning because I was like, there's a place in Tasmania called Stanley. And I remember Bree and I went there for our first holiday, 2008. And it is like where the ocean meets like cliff tops type of thing in Tassie. It's like greenery. You see cows and shit and it's like fucking great. Mm. And so I was saying it'd be really cool to have a place in Stanley. And there's only one thing that it needs.
5G.
No. 97. What is it?
A gigabit fiber optic connection.
Gigabit fiber optic.
Isn't that
internet?
That's internet.
Wide internet.
Yeah. So like a high,
real quick.
Like really quick. Because then, and so what I was saying to Bree is like, okay, blue sky thinking, I would like to have a cottage where we have the daily talk show studio set up, like the Josh's studio. I have a high quality camera. Could be probably the size of this studio now, maybe a tiny bit smaller. There's a nice couch, can sit down. I work in it as well. And about 3 months on, 3 months off. So 3 months I'm there and then I come back.
Do you think
back.
You'd actually, like, I know it's just.
Well, this is what Bree was pushing
back. Do you think you'd actually not like, do you think you'd actually like not being around people?
That's what Bree was saying. Bree's like, no, but won't you miss the guys? I was like,
Well, I mean,
would I?
There's a energy that you get from
maybe
being
I take
around.
It for granted. Maybe that's the thing. Maybe
we all do. I think we all take stuff yeah. for granted.
And so, because that was my, I was like, so we could maybe once every 4 weeks or whatever, we go visit Melbourne and we do some shows. But then there's also a spare room where it's like Mr. 97 could produce for, like, say if he wants a different vibe.
He's trapped you into that sleepover he's always wanted. Isn't it childish that he just wants to sleep over?
You're having a spare room too.
It's not for any of you, Gronk.
You said
family.
It was. I'm pretty sure you said it was.
Yeah, I said it wasn't
family,
for you.
Family, why would you want it for that? That sounds terrible.
Because I love mine.
there's a difference there.
No, it might actually have a bungalow, the place that we're looking at.
A bungalow?
Yeah.
A bungalow is like
an external house.
But granny it's not, flat sounds more
yeah,
bogan.
The difference is, though, you can't, like, having toilets and running water and shit, and it, like, changes the
bungalow.
The law on what you're building. So you need a different, like a different fucking.
So have you already found
off.
A place that you sort of like?
Amy's seen a couple. I've seen a little few.
Don't you feel like a bungalow is one of those things that's either a non-negotiable or you're not really thinking about it?
Oh, there's a lot of houses with bungalows. That really? When you start looking in this.
Sure, you're not referring to cubby houses?
No.
No, different.
They're bungalows.
So you could live there and all that sort of thing.
Well, you know you can't. You're not meant to. There's a whole.
So what is it
again? My parents built a place and in the back it had a room. It was a room, a rumpus room, whatever it is. It's just a room.
I think Jules
but it didn't
have
a toilet. Yeah, okay. It didn't. That was a granny flat. Jules' old place had a full granny flat, shower, kitchen.
And so what's a bungalow then? Say it one
just
more time.
Just a room.
Okay. So you're not meant to live in there?
You're not. I don't think you're meant to. I lived in our one. But it's I don't think they'd care, but it's you need a different permit to build something that is livable.
Okay.
Versus just building a room. Like a
TV.
Laying a slab and putting a fucking.
What do people use it for typically?
Storage area, like an office.
Fancy garage.
Fancy
an office,
garage.
I can imagine that.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind to set up a little
studio.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you see sometimes like you've always got one mate that's family bought a house that's in one of those, what's it called? What? People inspect, like you go a display home, you're buying display homes. So they've got like the garage, like it's like, oh, their garage door is actually like glass and you can come in and sit in their office.
I haven't seen that.
It's interesting.
Got, I mean, your mates, have they done
Yeah,
that?
I feel like, yeah, I've definitely had friends. As a kid,
they bought the display home.
Yeah, you bought that. They bought.
It's like
going to
IKEA and you're buying the one that they've constructed for. I'll just get that; it's cheaper.
Which
it's got a little scratch on it, but
Hamish, Andy, Ryan, they made a short film years and years ago that won like a Comedy Channel award, which was basically they were trying to sell a display home.
Yeah,
but had no running water and stuff. It's very funny. I reckon if you Googled it, you could find it.
I think I've got a vague memory of seeing them out the front of a display home.
And so you were asking 3D Dill specifically, so we know about his shitty cream room and it's like it's still an upgrade because you get to cook your own food.
Yeah.
Is the stove in the basement or is there a communal?
It's in the basement.
What happens with like cooking eggs and shit?
It doesn't give zero fucks. You've
exhaust.
Seen
exhaust. We have an there's
oh, we
a,
have an exhaust.
Yeah, there's an exhaust fan above it. So you just whack that on. And
he's cooked eggs in the microwave here.
Yeah, no.
Zero exhaust
stopped,
fan.
We stopped that. Yeah. And so Tommy's question then was the aspirations after you leave. So you've only got 8 months left of schooling.
I've got 8 months left living in that place. And it's not ideal, but I've made it work for me and what I need.
Where to next? Like what's the progression?
It's tough because I don't necessarily know where I want to end up. So like say long term, 10 years down the road, I'd like to have my own little place in a suburb because that's where I grew up and I like that kind of lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
Like to have a dog and a family and a backyard and stuff. But in between now and then, I don't really know. Like I'd be happy living in an apartment. Like I like the way that Josh
city? Like do you go into the city?
That's the thing is like, I'm not a fan of Toronto as a city, but
why?
It's just, it's too busy. Like there's too many people. It's,
is there more people than here?
Oh yeah. Okay. I think we have to double check that. Cause I'm not 100% sure, but it
How
feels
many people
does
in
it
Toronto
feel
just
like
right
there's
there.
More people.
Yeah. You said, yeah.
Yeah. And just, I like the culture of Melbourne a lot better than I do Toronto. I don't know what it is. It's just, it feels like I can live here easier than I can live in Toronto.
I wonder if there's something with just being in a different city that's not where you grew up.
It might be.
Because that's what Bree's calling out. It's like, I know, but maybe, because the aim of the game for us is to not be doing client work and just to be doing the daily talk show full time eventually. And so part of it, the appeal of being in some regional area is because there's a guarantee that I'm not fucking doing client work. So part of it might be, maybe I would enjoy Melbourne more. Maybe I would enjoy that, but I just can't imagine what that would be like without those other responsibilities.
You just want to be Ryan Holiday.
Yeah.
Living on a farm.
Just like milking my own cows, having chickens. Actually, never thought about that. That would be cool. Chickens would be cool.
Did you find out the population in Toronto?
Yeah, 2.93 million. So we've less. We've got five here now.
But five in Melbourne. But if you consider the CBD, I reckon Melbourne is a lot more spread out, I believe, than Toronto.
I would look at the CBD specifically.
Yeah. Toronto, CBD.
Because Toronto's fucking huge.
Easy. Three, two, one.
You want your Toronto CBD? Melbourne CBD.
New York City, New York City, Manhattan, has on a weekday 12 million people on the island.
It's a lot, isn't
that
it?
That thing fucking sink. That's a lot.
Yeah. You do wonder about apocalypses and shit.
Well, all the movies, Godzilla, they're all set in New York.
Well, I watched
the dense population. Imagine being in one of those places when it hits.
I went down a rabbit hole on the weekend of just everything to do with radio, just to sort of get my head around it. And I went.
Just got my head around it. Did you get your head around it?
No, not yet. It's a big, still getting your head around it. Stuff to look at.
It's a weird thing to get your head around. Not sure about this radio thing. I'm just trying to get my head around it.
I'm just trying to get where it's positioned everywhere.
It's just an interesting thing to try and say you get your head around.
Yeah. I think I will eventually get my head around it.
I'm trying to work out this camera setting. I just need to get my head around it.
Do you get your head around, could you get your head around snowboarding?
Yeah, I think it's probably more simple to get your head around because it's just, can you do it or not?
Get your head around television.
Yeah, I don't see. It's a very you've got. I want to get my head around one of something that's so broad.
Yeah,
like
I'm doing it. I'm chipping away. Anyway, so I was watching a video that was, how radio dealt with 9/11. Very interesting, and because it was and it showed the power of the audio form of people calling up, being like, "Oh my God, I'm just seeing this happening right now," or even. They spoke to people on the phone who were in the towers.
Oh, no. That's so
funny. So it's crazy.
Dude, but, I remember when that happened and I was year seven and they were playing the footage, the TV. They had one of those big rear projecting TV up on the wall.
Isn't that crazy?
And we were seeing people jumping out of the building. Oh. And I remember this one kid, Matt, he was crying, soft little soul, had to go outside and was just and we were all in there just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, I remember, they pulled in the TV, the trolley in fucking grade
these
six.
These kids wouldn't have had
What would it take?
No.
What does it take? What would be the next big thing to happen? Like apocalyptic style thing where it was one of those moments where the teachers pulled out TVs. Because not understanding as a kid,
Hadn't been a terrorist attack like that in our lifetime.
But the other strange thing is, as a kid, not understanding the implications of the whole thing, there was something exciting about the whole thing. Like, there's a TV, there's something to watch. Like, you don't, especially you weren't in New York, you'd never been to New York. I didn't even fucking know about the Twin Towers. It's just like, oh my God, these big towers.
You're watching a real life film. It's something that happens in a movie.
I was obsessed with it. I just remember the Channel 9 guy, I forget his name, on Today Show, he always wore a thing in his pocket. What's that called? Handkerchief in his pocket.
Yeah.
And he was the one who did, like, if you see something, say something, anti-terror things down the track. Crazy. Like hearing the different radio broadcasts, I can imagine people in New York, why they wouldn't be able to consume that type of content because it is like at that time, the language was like, we're under attack. The US is under attack. Mm. Isn't that crazy?
Scary time. Yeah. Super scary. Mm-hmm. Anyway, hope you get your head around radio.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see how we go. A
couple of weeks ahead for you.
Yeah, I mean, it makes you think about there is that thing when you watch those types of programs, you start to think oh, what's the point? Like, you can get a bit doomsday about stuff. And it's like, oh my God, we've got this show for 10 years. We're not going to be fucking alive in 10 years. You know what I mean? That's why I can't imagine having a kid. We don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Shit's going to go. There was that article where it's like the Russian submarine sailors stopped a, what did they call it?
A nuclear reactor.
No, it was like a catastrophic, a planetarian. Is that the word? Planetarian? Can you look up the word planetarian?
Yeah, sure.
Planetarian catastrophe, referring to the planet would have been fucking over.
Planetary catastrophe.
Planetary, yeah.
Not planetarian. Who is someone
that's
who
a guy
only
trying to get
plants.
His head around planets yeah. and plants.
Yeah, but I thought that was interesting. But yeah. you can I read mean, that sort of stuff and then yeah. be like, oh, we're all, this is fucked.
Yeah, of course.
And then I was, even I space does that to me as well.
I mean, we're far away from it here in Australia. It seems like Australia is we're very safe. We're very fortunate. You've been to some dangerous places.
But
in the
then,
world.
But then think about like space.
Yeah.
Think about like, we don't know what's going on.
I think have some enjoyment in your life while we're on this planet. Kids, enjoyment. There's like, you could choose to just be fucking bleak about the future.
Yeah. We're going back to the moon in the next 5 years.
Oh, that's cool. That's mm-hmm. a fucking yeah. good piece of information that yeah. you've brought. I've always wondered why they haven't been back.
Yeah.
Why haven't they sent someone to jump on the moon? Yeah. Send a woman.
Yeah. So they're doing it. They're going back to the moon and then they're going to set
a
up
dog.
Like a,
I want to see a dog on the moon, yeah. to be honest.
It's crazy to think. I think it's exactly what we need. With all the world shit that's happening, it's a good PR thing.
Send a dog to the moon?
Nah, just fucking being on the moon.
Yeah. Why hasn't it happened? That's.
I mean, they were literally asking that.
Conspiracy fucking rabbit hole. Why hasn't it happened? I know it costs money. There's people spending so much money on
how long did it take to get to the moon?
It's only 3 months or
No.
It's a week, isn't it, Dill?
No. Google it right now.
No, we looked at it. Mars is only 8 months and the moon 3 months or something.
No, there's no fucking way.
What are you saying? Longer or shorter?
It's like
4 to 5 days.
To get to the moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah. So like a week.
Even more why it's so a conspiracy. Quick. Why hasn't it been done again?
It could literally be like a weekend away. Pack a weekend bag, go up there. Literally. It's not that much
weird?
Further.
Don't you think it's weird that they haven't done another significant moon landing?
It's hard.
Since the 60s or whenever it was. Yeah. It seems bizarre. And that footage that they have with the flag and then there's no wind on the moon. And the
are
flag's
we getting into
blowing.
Conspiracy?
Yeah. I mean,
so
I'm
sorry,
just putting
everyone.
It out there, guys.
It's hard though. I mean, like, do you guys remember the Challenger accident, the space shuttle,
all the stuff that blew up?
Yeah, it's like they've
but
had.
Why is it hard? And I know it's hard, but it's hard. We're in 21st century. We've got better technology than ever.
Instagram, everyone's on.
Well, it's, I mean, it's look literally at like everyone says, you got to the moon on the computing power of like less than your phone.
Yeah,
which is crazy, right?
And now we could be doing selfies on the moon.
Yeah.
It is crazy, isn't it? Imagine the so, that's imagine one thing. The, imagine the content. Think about how much content they're going to have on the moon, because everything is interesting.
I mean,
just like close-ups of just like macro shots. Dill
self, Dill self timer would be on point.
Absolutely loving it.
All right, guys, that's it for us.
Could you fly a drone on the moon?
No
gravity. No, is that why
you
need?
You could probably throw it. You could probably throw it in the air and.
It would just keep going. Yeah.
Newton. No, but when you jump, you come back down.
Dude.
There is a small gravitational pull.
So, because you
but
have
what
more mass
to,
than
so you reckon a drone would float away.
What happened to, what's that movie that I would have seen at IMAX?
Oh, yeah. With Sandra Bullock.
Gravity.
I don't know.
Gravity.
Mm.
Or Interstellar.
Gravity.
Gravity's
all I know, they were just like, I just remember it was like, out of control.
An object in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an external force.
Good old Newton.
That's science.
Yeah, that's.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Albert Einstein. It's a Daily Talk Show. Hi at thedailytalkshow.com is the email address. Also, if you are listening, please share on Instagram stories. Tag us up, The Daily Talk Show. And we do like resharing it and knowing who's listening. The other thing too, on the weekend. We're sending our first Gronk Squad email.
Yeah.
So if you just go to thedailytalkshow.com, there's about six different ways that you can just put in your name and your email address, and you'll be one of the first people in the world and maybe in the whole universe.
We're doing it
to
before they do it before they do another moon landing.
The moon.
So it's
imagine the email out that we could do for the moon landing. Let's do a big special show for the moon.
All right, that's in 5 years.
Maybe in the next five years. Maybe 10 years, we could just go up in like Virgin Galactic or something.
All right, mate, don't be... I mean, blue sky thinking is great, yeah, but you just spent way silly. Too fucking far.
That's real silly
I think we could probably one step to the side.
We need to get to Dubai first.
Going to Florida and then watch it take off from the...
We need to get to Dubai first.
We can watch a SpaceX launch just...
Live stream.
Yeah, I watched it.
Okay, yeah, let's just do that. Let's next time there is some form of launch, we'll watch the live stream.
Let's just do it from his log cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, actually,
his cottage.
Yeah, in Stanley.
Stanley, yeah.
It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.